Oh my goodness. Welcome everyone to the Dining Room Table Podcast, a conversation that addresses taboos of the Black community. We emphasize vulnerability, transparency, and authenticity to change the narrative and the stigma of self-expression in our community. I am super excited to have you here. But before we get started, I want to introduce myself. I am Keandria, the host of the show, and today is a bit of a special conversation. So I actually did the conversation Sarah Jakes Roberts style. If you guys are not familiar, she also has a podcast where she records for the show, and she also goes live on Instagram. So today's episode is actually a live recording. As I stated before, this was a Q&A, and I am so happy that you are here. Thank you for listening, and I hope that this conversation is just as amazing as you are. Enjoy. So give me 1 second. Hey everybody. It's been a little while since I've been on live personally, but I'm gonna also share this with the Dining Room Table page as a collaborator. But basically, I'm gonna just get into it. Today, I'm gonna share my experiences of what it's been like living in Kansas City, Missouri. If you are unaware, I have been in Kansas City for a year, and I won't say I necessarily celebrated because I didn't do anything on Sunday, but that was the mark of my 1 year in Kansas City. So basically, I asked you guys to drop some questions for me, and I have them right here. But I just want to start off by saying a lot of people say move to the city, apply to the job, shoot your shot for the relationship, reach out to your friends or a new person to ask to be their friend. And I personally just want to say do all of that shit, because you only get one life. You don't necessarily get one shot at things, but you do only get one life. So it's like, why not do the things and take the risks? And honestly, me moving to Kansas City was a huge risk. Hey y'all who are joining, I just got started, but basically I'm just saying that me moving to KC was a huge risk. If you know, I am from Decatur, Georgia, which is the east side of Metro Atlanta. And I'm pretty cultured. I went to Valdosta State, predominantly white institution. I have done a few different programs. Summer Discovery, which is where I lived in Philadelphia for a summer. I lived in Jacksonville, Florida for a year. And I came back home and then left to go out to Missouri. Now, the Midwest is real different. And let's just be honest, it's a little whitewashed too where I live. So this has been a complete culture shock. The weather, just all of it has been wild, but it's been a very good journey. And anytime you are switching your situation or you're making any big move, it's gonna come with a lot of nervousness, a lot of fears, a lot of anxiety. And that's exactly what I had when I moved. But looking back, and it's been a year, I have definitely dealt with all of that stuff since. But just knowing that I did it is amazing, which is why I wanted to share with y'all. So I'm going to jump into the questions. And if y'all have questions that you want to ask, feel free in the chat and we can talk. Okay, so the first question that I got here is, how often do you come home? I come home pretty often. If you check my Instagram stories, I'm in Atlanta probably twice a month, even though I always say, okay, this is my last time, I come back. So I'm home pretty often and it's pretty cool, but I will say in order to build a life somewhere else, you kind of do have to remain consistent and actually stay there. But just because I don't really have that many friends here yet, let's say that yet, because also that's that's a question, like, how have I made friends or new friends? It's hard making friends as an adult. Like, how do y'all make friends as an adult? Like, if y'all have some tips, please share them with me. Because making friends in a whole new city, a whole new region, that shit is hard. And so, I literally have made, like, 2 or 3 friends. One of them just joined, Dante. Hey, Dante. Like, I literally, it's so hard to make new friends as an adult. And for me, I'm really specific on, like, who I hang around and what I want to talk about. Now, I'm not going to shame you or shun you for what you do. And I have friends who live, like, completely different lifestyles than me or hang out with different people. Like, I don't mind doing that. It's just, like, meeting people because life is crazy. But like I said, I've made, like, 2 or 3 solid friends, which has kind of, like, helped me branch out into meeting their friends. And so that's kind of how I've, like, build a small community for myself. And I'm really grateful for those people because sometimes I be going through it up here, like, just lonely, you know. So that's that. Now, as y'all know, it's September, so I moved in September, which meant it was, like, super duper cold, a whole lot of snow. Again, if you follow me on my personal page, then I post the snow, and I posted a live one day going out there, whatever. That shit different. Like, driving in the snow, I did it one time, and my car decided it wanted to slip. And I was like, hold on. Hey, Rachel. I was like, hold on. I don't like that. Like, I was trying to go to the grocery store and caught myself trying to record me while driving in the snow. Never again. And what's even crazy is I live, like, right across the street from a major highway here. And so, like, the 18-wheelers and the KC natives, oh, the world don't stop. The kids still go to school. The world don't stop. They still be riding. They still be out there living their regular lives. And me, I'm just like, oh, no, I don't do that. Like, thank you. Like, Dante, we don't do that. Like, that's not for me. That is not for me. So I stay my little hot tail at the house, honey. But I mean, it's cool though. Like, it's different. I'm glad I got some good ties. I said it. I'm sorry. Tires. I'm glad I got some good tires. So that's that. Did you enjoy the snow? Actually, I did. Last year it snowed for the first time on January 1st. So it was a very nice, like, happy new year. Oh, wait, no, that was this year. Yeah. Okay, this year. This year? I don't know, y'all. I be forgetting, like, years and times and dates. Ever since 2020, my brain really, like, I really do have brain fog. Like, it's crazy. But it snowed for the first time January 1st. So, boom, there's that. How's the traffic? There is no traffic. I repeat, there is no traffic here in Kansas City. We don't do that here. Like, Asia, my sister came up here, and she was like, where are all the people? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, right here beside us, driving. Like, they don't do traffic, and I love that for me. Because, y'all know me, I don't like to drive like that. That's not my thing. So as less people on the roads as possible, sounds good to me. Let's see. Let's see. How are you adjusting? I'm adjusting. Like, a part of me being here right now on this live, just sharing this with you guys, that's a part of, like, adjusting for me. Just sharing this is a big thing for me because, like, I've been handling it all on my own. Well, I won't say on my own, but I've been handling it. And so I've been sharing with, like, close friends, my parents, stuff like that. But I was like, why not share this with somebody And I don't want you to be like steered away by me saying that it's a lot and that I'm still adjusting. Cause let me just say, like, it's been a year, and in my mind, I was like, oh yeah, you know, after a year, I should definitely have like friends. I should be all settled in. Like, it's gonna be sweet. And I think that may not have been the most realistic timeline. Because I guess, you know, you want to get somewhere and you want to feel like that sense of belonging, and you want to have a community. Because y'all know me, I'm a talker. I love people, and I'm going to make myself at home wherever I am. And I'm going to make people feel comfortable, you know, around me and all of those things. So that's what I was thinking that people might do. But let me just be honest and say, I don't really go out as much either. So it's just like, I kind of have to get out of my comfort zone of being at home and explore a little bit more. So, Alaysia, whenever you see this, and that's one of my good friends up here, whenever you hear or see this, I am working on that. We just literally talked about that last night. Like, me getting out of my shell and going places more, doing a little bit more up here, and just exploring. So that is that on that. Hopefully you guys are like enjoying this. Let me know if you are. Let's see. Hey, so are people friendly? For the most part, the people that I run into or encounter, people are friendly. Again, like I said, I live in a very gentrified area. So oftentimes I am the only little chocolate chip up here. I'm the only little chocolate chip in a lot of places. I went to a Mexican restaurant when I first moved up here, and I walked in and I was the only black woman, you know, there. And so literally, y'all, everybody stopped eating their food and turned towards the door to look at me. And I was just like, this is weird. Like, no one said anything to me, you know, no one gestured anything. There was no ill, like, feelings there. It was just they all stopped and looked. And so as I walked through, they just, like, everybody started back picking up their, you know, food and, like, continuing with conversation. But other than that, it was quiet. And I was like, well, damn. All right, that's how y'all feel. So sometimes I can't even lie, I be thinking that people ain't never seen a black person before. Some people, like, the way they be staring, it's like, have y'all never seen? And then too, y'all know, up under this beautiful Superior Selection unit that I have on right now, shout outs to you, Kiera, y'all know I have a blind fade, right? So this black girl walking in this restaurant with a bald head, not a bald head, but, you know, a fade, and it's blind. I can't lie, they be loving it too now. They be, hey, how you doing? I'm like, what's up? Yeah, also let me tell y'all this random thing. So I encountered this little boy, he was a Caucasian boy, and I had on a ball cap and some shades. And he walked up to me and he was like, what's up? And I'm like, hey. And he's like 8, so I wouldn't have, like, hey girl, I wouldn't have normally greeted him with a what's up, but he did it to me, and it took me like, what? And he was so hype, like, he was so hype, it made me feel like he probably had never encountered a black person either before. So it was like different. It was cute, but I did tell him, like, nah, I'm not your friend. You can't do that. Like, hey, you know, how are you? And then he's like, okay, I'll talk normal. And so it was like, because I'm like, dude, you don't even know. Like, you can say hello to me. It's fine. It's cool. It's cool. Okay, so another question says, how has it been? Oh, no, I already answered that one. Sorry. This one says, what's your favorite meal to cook in your new home? So, if y'all been following me, you know, I was cooking a lot, you know, trying some shit out. But honestly and truly, I just be liking to make wings. I still haven't found a place in Kansas City that make wings like Atlanta. Like, nobody is like American Deli. Nobody is like Wing and Burger Factory. Like, ain't no wings up here in the Midwest like home. So I be trying to make wings in my air fryer. So if you have like a recipe that you like to make, a wing recipe that is, let me know. Send it to me so I can try it. Cause that's really my favorite thing to make, is some wings and some fries. Like, that's all I want to eat. Like, my comfort meal, wings and fries. I'm not having a good day, wings and fries. Like, I had a good day, wings and fries. That's it. That's all I be wanting. I mean, yeah. So, can't take the Atlanta out the girl now, can ya? Let's see, another question. The road to turning 30, child. So, 29, I've been telling my family and my friends, like, 29 has been kicking my ass, right? So, a part of that has been this move. Because, like I told y'all earlier, it gets lonely. You know, I have anxiety. And I'm just thinking about, you know, was this a good decision? Because, like I said, it's that 1 year mark and I'm still adjusting. And I had that feeling of maybe I like shouldn't have done this. But coming back into it, it's the road to 30. I'm literally going to I am walking into a new decade. I'm walking into a new decade. I'm walking into a new space in my life. I'll be 30 on November 10th. I'm a Scorpio. So shout out to all the Scorpios. Yes, during Libra season, we doing that. So the road to 30 has been wild because this journey has been within the road to 30. And I've had some good days, but I've also had some very, very, very hard days where I have questioned this decision. I have prayed, like, God, should I move back home when my lease is up? But I personally just feel like this part of my life is not over yet. Like, this piece of my journey is not complete. So I'll let you guys know that I did sign another lease for another year. And so I'll be here for another year because, like I said, I feel like this part of my journey is not over and I don't want to make a move prematurely. And personally, because this has taken so much out of me and this has asked so much of me, it's like I'm not trying to stunt that growth, or I'm not trying to make a move just because I'm in my feelings, right? So I can easily hop on a plane and go back to Atlanta. And if need be, I could drive. But nah, like, I ain't trying to drive. I'm literally only trying to drive back to Atlanta when, hey, Jerron. I'm literally only trying to drive back to Atlanta once I'm moving back. Like, other than that, we're not doing that. Like, a drive, that's 12 hours. That's crazy. That's like, it's 600 miles away from here to my parents' house. So, anyway. So signed my lease. Well, another lease. I don't think I had told that, like, on social media yet. So, there's that. Or on the podcast. So, there's that. And I'm excited. I am excited. Hey, Maya. I am excited just to see, like, what year two brings and how this journey will continue to unfold, because while, like I said, it has been hard, it has been rough, like, I have grown so much. Like, I am much more independent, and the, like, the support system that I, like, have has also grown, and that feels good. You know, that feels really, really good. And I know that Rome wasn't built in a day. And so, like I was telling y'all earlier, building friendships and making a life for myself, like basically from scratch, is not something that's going to happen in 1 year. So I'm definitely looking forward to seeing how year treats me and how I treat it. Because a lot of it is the mindset that I have going into certain things. And just because I've just been dealing with, you know, stress on my job, stress with looking for a new job. That's something new too. Haven't really said that on social media, but y'all know I moved up here for my job, right? But I'm searching. Even though, sidebar, I am searching and I have been searching since February, transparent moment. And I have not found anything yet. I did have to decline two offers to move forward, not with the job, but in interview processes, because I really didn't see, one, the compensation wasn't where I wanted, and two, I didn't really see growth in the role. And I promise you, the next thing and my next move is going to be the best one. Like, I'm not moving, or I'm not doing anything that I don't see growth there. And I mean, in all aspects, in compensation, in work culture, in inclusivity, like none of that. Thank you so much. Yeah, man, I've been learning so much. So for the podcast, Jerron, that's one of my classmates from BSU, he said, moving away from home will really teach you so much about yourself, and he's happy for me. So thank you so much. And it really, really does. This has been a journey, and it's something that I will never forget and never take lightly, because, woo, a risk, I tell you, honey. So job searching, job hunting. But I'm sorry, like I was saying, I have been hunting and searching, but I actually decided yesterday that I'm going to pause on the job search, and I'm going to stick it out where I am, because I did recently get a part-time job. So I'm going to stick it out where I am, even though I do have applications that are pending and under review and stuff like that. But I'm not going to actively put in another application unless it's just something like really, really major until next month. Probably next month this time, honestly, because I want to take my focus off of applying for a job and just work with what I have right now. And I really, really, really want to get back into doing this. Like, I want to get back into sharing my story. I want to get back into other people sharing their story. Because I was listening to Oprah 2 nights ago, actually, and she was saying that there is no story that will not impact someone. There's not one story on this earth that someone can tell and that someone else won't be impacted. And then the second thing she said was that pain is universal. And so that really hit me. And I'm not like advocating for pain, because y'all know me. Like, I want everybody to live a good ass life. I want everybody to be happy, be chill, be cool, and just live, right? But what stood out to me was the fact that, yes, pain is universal. So my pain or my loneliness of moving to a whole new region of the country versus your loneliness of maybe just not having friends in your home city, you know, we can connect there, right? So if I tell you about my story, you tell me about your story, we can share stuff. Like, we can share ideas, we can share tips, we can just talk through it with one another and hope for the best. So it's like, I want to get back to this because I want to be able to allow people that I know, that I've met, and that I've run across to share their story, share their ups, share their downs, share their joy, share their businesses. Because I follow so many amazing Black people who have amazing businesses that are worth it. Yep. And as y'all see, I got on my uniform today. My own personal uniform. But some of my favorite pieces, like graphic t-shirts, hoodies, are from Black, I guess, like designers or, you know, friends that I know, friends that I follow, like Jasmine Martin, who is about to be married, actually. She has a brand called Hue, and her hoodie and her t-shirt say, I'm proud of you. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm proud of me. I'm proud of me. And it's just like a standard hoodie with those words across. And every single time I wear it, I get so many people to say, hey, I'm proud of you too. And I forget that I have that on my shirt. And I'm like, oh yeah. So like, it's kind of a conversation starter. That's amazing. Kwan, her name is Kwan Johnson. She was actually one of my roommates who went to Valdosta State with me. And I have a few of her t-shirts. And I love wearing those. Like, I feel so prideful when I get to wear my people's stuff. Like, so really and truly, I want to get back to my show. I want to get back to promoting and wearing my people's stuff. Because having designer is nice. Like, you can have all the Marc Jacobs. You can have all the Louis Vuitton. You can have all of the good shit, right? But your people shit is really the shit you should be wearing. Because why not? Like, I mean, it's really nothing better. Like, literally, my favorite t-shirt aside from my own stuff is Kwan's Atlanta t-shirt. It just says Atlanta on the front, and I love it. Like, I found it today when I found this hoodie, and I was like, oh, yeah, I'm wearing that tomorrow. So, boom. Hey, Chandler. Hey, Sid. Thanks for joining. So, and because y'all are just now joining in, I am also recording this on the podcast. So, like, it's literally a live podcast. So, you can tune in there, too. Let's see. So, basically, I'm pausing the job search or job hunt to give my podcast a consistent month. Speaking of consistency and committing, so the last episode that I did on the show is about committing. And I think it was in July. And I just want to say that I am so proud of me, okay? Because if you've been following the show and if you've been following my own personal page, not really sure where you are coming from at the moment. I've been talking about working out and getting back to it and just, you know, getting this weight up off me, okay? Because moving and eating whatever and comfort meals and comfort hot Cheetos at 2 o'clock in the morning, because y'all know me, that's my thing. Like hot Cheetos, hot fries, hot wings, all of the spicy shit, that's me. It gives me a little heartburn sometimes, but like, I just push through because so what? I'm about to turn 30. That's probably why it's happening, but it's okay. Don't tell nobody. It hurts so bad. But anyway, I love a hot Cheeto. I could be a hot Cheeto. Like, I could literally be a hot Cheeto and a hot wing and my life would be made. Put a wig on a hot Cheeto. That's me. Put a wig on a hot wing. And some lashes too. That's me. Like them too. Anyway, I forgot what I was saying, but this real life, y'all. But yeah, so pausing that to get back to that. So let me just move. Oh, committing. Boom. Boom. Got it. See, this is how I know I'm walking in my purpose and walking in my flow when I do stuff like this, because like, I would have forgot what I was talking about, like for real. But it just came back to me because I enjoyed this. So I'm happy that I'm here right now. So thanks for being here, for real. What I was going to say? So yeah, so committing. I've been working out and I didn't tell my close friends. I didn't tell nobody yet. But so I lost a total of 8 pounds and 5 inches off my waist. A little commotion for that, please. So if you're in your car or if you're in your wherever you listen to this podcast at, clap for me. Clap for me. Please clap for me. A total of 8 pounds and 5 inches, baby. So I know I haven't really been committing like I like needed to be, because like life has been life-ing a little bit, and I started a new part-time job and I just been getting my life together. But I'm so proud of me. Yeah, you can't tell me nothing at this point, okay? Also, shout out to my trainer because she taught me everything I know. Shout out to all of my friends. I feel like I'm giving an acceptance speech because y'all don't even know. It's been crazy. Yeah, so proud of me. Proud of the commitment. Like, proud of me, man. So committing, but now that I have that part of my life, does anybody else have a problem sometimes with committing to every area of your life? Like, I'm good at working out, but then something else lacks. And I just want to let everybody know that that's okay. Like, you're not going to be able to give 100% at everything, because then you're giving out like 10,000% and you only have one you. And so that one you can only operate at 100%. So it's like, if I give like 60 to working out and then everything else is rationed or whatever, there's no such thing as balance either. Like, you're literally moving and shaking in one area. So I went really hard and committed for like 3 months with working out and eating, like eating particularly okay. And got that result. Boom. And so now, I want to commit here to the show, and I want to commit to you guys, and I want you guys to continue to just work with me, because it's going to be good, because I have a lot of ideas, and I know I say that all the time, but I mean, it is what it is, a work in progress, because I was also saying, you know, okay, once I get settled into Kansas City, I'm going to start back podcasting, and then, like, here we are a whole year, and I was like, nope, that's why I said we're going to pause the job search. We are going to let those interviews and those applications, you know, get looked at and be reviewed and all of that kind of stuff. But then we're going to give our podcast a whole month. Consistency is king, and we're going to work with it. So that's that on that. If you have any questions, drop them, because I am getting low on questions that I've already answered. Somebody said, how are you? Jordan said, how are you? I'm good. I'm good right now because I am doing this. I'm doing what I really enjoy. Aside from that, though, like I said earlier, this has been hard. This is the hardest thing that I've ever done in my entire life. This is the hardest thing I have ever done in my entire life. Being away from my family, especially my mama, because y'all know I love my mama so much. And my friends and my sisters, just like having my sister be able to come to my apartment on a Friday night and chill, or a Wednesday night and chill. Having Edge be able to do my nails whenever I want, because period. Proud of you, Asia, by the way. Y'all, follow my sister at A Fairy Experience. I'm going to always plug her, so that's that on that. She does nails in the Atlanta area, Decatur specifically. Thank you. So yeah, it's been a while. Do you see yourself staying in KC? So I said earlier that I have signed a lease. I signed another year lease. So we're going to just see where year two takes us. And I'm going to see where I take year two. Because I think, honestly, I kind of let Kansas City run year one for me. Like, I let life kind of do its thing. But for year two, I'm about to get ready. I just shouted you out, sister. Hey. Hey, Brittany, another sister. So I let Kansas City kind of run a year. I let life kind of run year one, but year two, I'm about to get ready to do it. Like, I'm about to get ready to like get my shit together and get right. As far as like past year two, I can't really see that far. I genuinely cannot see that far. To be very, very, very honest and transparent, I got some plans for after year two, but we ain't gonna speak on them right now. Maybe in the close friends, but not today. So yeah, like, I'ma just, period. That's just that on that. Like, I'ma just see what I do for year two. So, like, collaborations. I'm speaking all this into existence, by the way. Like, I want this to be my year two. Like, this is setting the tone and the standard for year two. So, I know I'm kind of giving you a lot, Chan. But, like, I can't see that far. I am very excited about year two. So, we shall see. Let's see. I think that was all the questions that I had in my chat. From here, yeah, that was a lot of questions. Aside from that, like, yes, definitely. Aside from that, I just really want to be happy and to be great and to give people, And to just give people like a space here and to give people hope. Like, I want to give people hope that they can do it. And this was one of the reasons why I was like, I want to do this show, or I want to do this live. Because I want people to know that if I did it and if I'm doing it, you can too. And if you need anybody to talk to about taking a risk or making a move, do it. Because I reached out to some amazing individuals like Megan Pugh, like Jalen McKee, like period. and like, who else did I reach out to? I don't really know who else I reached out to in that moment. Oh, and of course, like my family. Well, and also to my best friend Jasmine. Like, she's done it, like moved and, you know, seen the world. So I reached out to some amazing people and they guided me. And so I hope that this live, this show, this conversation sparks something in you. If you want to do it, take the risk. But this question right here says, have you ever thought of having a guest appearance, or I think that's meant collaborating or collating, because that's the same thing, with someone on your podcast? I don't know if he's still in here, but yes. I definitely have, and I have had plenty of guests. If you go to the podcast app, and look up Dining Room Table Podcast, I've had, quite a few guests actually. But I do intend on having many more. I actually have people like in the clip waiting for me to reach back out and make it a date. And so that's why I said I'm going to definitely get on it and be serious about this for this next month and give it my all, because I deserve it and y'all deserve it, because y'all be here like listening. And just like, sometimes you got to just make a move. Like, you got to just do it. Like, literally how I moved and I'm doing it, I got to just do it, because like, I'm tired of just watching my dreams just be dreams in my notebook or on my wall. Because I have a my sis said, so basically 30 is going up, basically. Like, I'm tired of just like waiting around for shit. Like, it's time, you know. I've been through a lot this year and I'm just like, you know what, it's time. Because like I said, I'm job searching, but I'm job searching when I have a whole gift right here inside of me. Like, I'm the gift. Like, literally, it's me. Like, this voice right here is a gift, right? So it's just like, what are you waiting on? Why are you just sitting on this? Like, do something. Because sometimes God will give you the gift, and if you don't use it, then he'll move somebody else into your spot. So don't let life trick you out your spot either. That's something that's very important. Do not let life trick you out your spot, because life will still be doing this thing and you will be sitting there looking crazy. Like, and you don't want that. Have faith and do it, period. Yeah, like, that's really what, and honestly, that's what this isolation has been. Like, this isolation period has literally been me getting my confidence back, getting my self-awareness up, like, knowing that I got me. Like, if nobody else got me, then I got me. So it's just like, I got to. And I have a support system, but y'all know deep down inside at 3 a.m. when it's just you in your room thinking, thoughts racing, you got a little anxiety trying to tweak on, you gotta like talk that junk back and then you gotta push forward. So yes, I am recording on the show. This is a live podcast episode. Yes. So yeah, like, you can't let life trick you out your spot. That's really what it is. Like, that's really where I am right now, which is why I had to go on here with one person, three people, five people, just me. Because for a second, I was just on here talking to myself. And that's all right. Because you got to be obedient too. And so that's where I am right now. Yeah. So I'm just happy that I did this today. I'm happy that I've had some people join. I'm happy that y'all been rocking with me and that y'all support me. I'm grateful and I'm thankful and I'm blessed. And yeah, hold me accountable too. Hold me accountable. Like, if I say I'm gonna do what, I got five personalities, so we all way too much. Y'all, this girl's so goddamn funny. She's so funny. Like, literally the funniest person on my Facebook timeline and on the Instagram stories. And she's not even a comedian. Like, crazy. Well, thank you for all of y'all being here. But yeah, so we've been on here for like 40 minutes. I'm also, like I said, recording a actual podcast episode. So I'm gonna end this with this right here. Before I joined today, while I was waiting, getting into my headspace, because I don't really ever write stuff out whenever I talk to y'all. I just come from the heart, and y'all know that's just how I do. I prayed and I asked God to allow these words to fall upon the ears that needed it and let my soul be touched as well. And I'm going to just say that that's what has happened tonight. And so wherever you are, because I know it's a school night and a work night for parents and non-parents, just whoever, you know, this is kind of a spur of the moment live. Thank you for, you know, watching whenever you listen. And whenever you listen, if you're under the sound of this, then you needed to hear something here. So I appreciate you and I'm grateful for you. And I'll never stop saying that. So thank you so much. Yes, ma'am, at the nail school. We appreciate you for tuning in at the nail school live. So I'm grateful for y'all. I appreciate y'all. And yeah, we out. So I will talk to you guys soon. Thank you for joining and have a wonderful night.